Empower Radio presents The Farkas Files, an exploration of energy, metaphysics, and the paranormal with David Franklin Farkas. The Farkas Files. The truth is in here, somewhere. Here's your host, David Franklin Farkas.
Good evening. Thanks for being with us. Tonight's a very special show. This is actually part two of a show that started with my neighbor in the hour preceding, Corby Mitlide. And we've been doing the two-hour, three-psychic tsunami trialogue between Corby Mitlide, Ali Cheslick, and David Franklin Farkas. So we've been doing readings on the air for the past hour, and rather than slow things down and break the energy we've had by doing my usual metaphysical musing, we'll skip that for the evening, and we've got people on deck who are waiting to have us do readings. So, scrolling back up through our our things, is our next caller Tiffany from San Antonio?
Hello.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hi.
You're on the air with David, Corby, and Allie.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, Tiff.
Hi. So, I don't know how this works. You guys have to tell me.
You tell us what your question is, what you're curious about, and we'll be weird and ridiculous.
Okay. That sounds absolutely fabulous. I want to see what you guys see for me for career this coming up.
When's your birthday?
Okay, I don't want to.
I knew you were going to ask the birthday question. It was on Monday, December 12th.
happy belated.
Thank you.
Well, you guys are the ones who usually read those questions, and it's going to take me a minute to download my information.
Okay.
So jump in.
That's fine. All right. Now then. Did you hear, Tiff, how I read the last person on career?
No, I did not.
Okay. I'm a certified professional tarot reader, so I like playing with the cards. All I need to know is stay where you are, change jobs, or are you an entrepreneur?
Entrepreneur. Well, I'm going to say entrepreneur, definitely, but could also do a regular job.
Okay.
So
you
right
could.
Now, go ahead.
You could, but the thing about career, you got to do what you love.
Yeah, if that hasn't been really. Sorry, it hasn't been working for me. I really have been doing what I love, and it's been really rough. It hasn't been working.
Okay, and what do you do?
I'm a public speaker and a business intuitive personal. I do the intuitive. Also, I don't work with Tarot, but I've actually been traveling around the world. I'm in my heart, I'm a healer, so I do a lot of healing work, et cetera, and I've been out public, really public, for over 5 years. And I've traveled a lot of places. I've done a lot of things, and I'm seriously considering going back into a regular job.
Okay. Upstairs is shouting, no, 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 at least not on a permanent basis, okay? Because I pulled one card, and you got the three of rods. It's, you know, your ship is coming in. What I think you are is you need to combine. You say you want to be a healer. You do the public speaking. You're the business intuitive. Okay. Now, that's the thing. You're saying, I want to eat a banana, but the paprika chicken looks really good. And, oh, yeah, I forgot to drink my, papaya smoothie this morning. Well, you don't want to put them all together. You got to decide what's the taste you want. So what I'm going to tell you to do, I'm going to give you some homework. You need to go find your sentence of passion. And the sentence of passion is not who you are or what you do or even how you do it. It is the vapor trail that you want to leave behind you when you pass through someone's life. Now,
I already know what
if you
that
want
is
to be. Okay, then give me that sentence right now.
So, they healed, that I made a difference for that, that they have come into their natural state of well-being, and they have healed and moved on.
Okay, then the phrase I'm getting for you is the journeyman. Now, journeyman has two meanings. You've got apprentice, journeyman, and master. Okay, the apprentice is nothing but reading books, and the master can do anything. The journeyman is the one who has all of the theoretical learning but has to go out and make it happen. So you are the journeyman showing other people how to get on their road. That's where you need to do it. Are you going to have to take another job? Well, we certainly don't want the wolves from the door. That's absolute. But you would be taking part of your pre-birth plan and shoving it in the back of the closet with the dresses that look good in 1996, but you ain't there now. You've got to continue this metaphysical work. Baby, there are not enough of us. There just aren't. So as far as your healing goes, start using your own story. If you have to do it for free or in lectures or whatever, while you work the other job, do it. Because you are meant to do the metaphysical work. You're not meant to starve. But at the same time, if you just say, I'm just going to get a regular job, and you let that regular job take the place of where your heart is, I don't care how much money you make, you're going to feel aimless and empty. You're a healer because you are a wounded healer. You've been through crap yourself. And you've pulled yourself up and you say, it is possible for me, so it's possible for you. And that is the kind of healer people crave. When I lecture, they see a woman who's had a double mastectomy and she's postmenopausal and she ain't the greatest looking thing in the world. I am not a size 2 ultra rich blonde from Atlanta, Buckhead, telling you how to live your life. I've been through it. So you're the kind of person that they are desperate for. You want to get another job to make sure the bills are paid? Absolutely. But don't you dare give up your healing work, because that is what you are here to do. Have I finished tap dancing on your head?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Because I see how good you are. Now, Allie, you have something that you want to say for her, and go right ahead.
Okay. So my quick 2 cents, Tiffany, is first of all, for me, and I just keep hearing that this is about you learning patience. You know, you're a Sagittarius, so you're a fire sign. So, and I know because I'm an Aries, and patience is not one of our virtues. But this is also a learning about patience, because you're saying, what I'm hearing is you're saying that, okay, you're doing this 5 years and you're doing what you're passionate about. But, you know, and I just, you know, texted to my colleagues, it's taken most of us a minimum of 10 years to be the overnight almost sensations in the field. So it's going to take you a little bit more time. With that said, this is the space for you to be in. You also need to get more in your healer vibration, because even though you do business intuition, part of that is also healing the energy around the business and taking it energetically to another level. I keep hearing from my guides that theta healing or reconnective healing would be and serve you a greater purpose. Do you know all about those?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, you do Reiki right now?
What I do is far beyond Reiki.
Okay, so what kind of healing are you doing at the moment?
There is no term for it. I literally can walk up to people, touch them, and they heal.
I can direct kind of gal.
I can have people call me on the phone and say, will you send energy to so-and-so? I'll say, give me their name and where they're at, and they'll call me a week later and be crying because the person's healed. All I have to do is direct energy. I don't have to do any of those other techniques and tools. It's not required. That's required for the ego. I know how to work directly with energy. And it does, that's it. It's just pure energy. It's pure love. Of course it works.
Okay.
All you have to do is get that across to people, and they're going to be flocking to you.
That would be correct.
Yeah, nice.
You know? Yeah. I mean, seriously, start collecting testimonials from the people that have been affected by your work. If you look on my website, I use audio testimonials. Mm-hmm. And I'd be happy to show you the system I've got, which makes it real easy for people to call in and record them. You have to capture people's experience so that you, in effect, have word of mouth.
Yeah.
As a confirmation of what you're saying. You know, put up a good website, start getting the word out, and people will flock to you.
Oh, I've been doing all that. That's the whole thing, is I have been doing all that. And I did a lot of stuff on donation and stuff, and I went really, really broke doing it on donation.
Right. Can't do it on donation.
No, can't.
It's an energy exchange, period, end of story. So if you feel that your time is worth $200 an hour, then that's what you charge, because you're charging for your time and your energy. You're not charging for the information. It's the same way when I go to a doctor's office, I'm paying for his time, not necessarily the information.
Yeah, I get all that.
Okay, so if you get it, so what's holding you back then?
I wasn't held back, but it's just this last year has been really, really bad. It's been really tough. I mean, just financially, it's just been really tough, and people have bought into the economy so much. I can't override that morphic field that everybody has bought into, and I'm to the point where it's just, it's a lot of the joy is starting to go away in doing it. I love seeing people heal and stuff, but, you know, the fact that it's not paying my bills.
Well, you need to back yourself out of that morphic field and stop talking about it that way.
Yeah.
You know, yes, indeed, it's been a tough year for everybody this year. You know, not just for you. But that doesn't mean you...
Okay, I just want to say one thing, okay? There are major, 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 major big people that play in this field. And I'm talking about all the upper echelon of everybody that you know that's famous. And I can tell you right now, they're slow as everybody else. It's just the energy that's around right now. But if you focus your attention on the positive vibration of bringing it to you, I'm telling you, you'll bring it to you. If you're a manifester and a healer, the way that you're portraying yourself energetically to us and to everybody else listening, then you just have to shift that vibration, like David is telling you. Get yourself out of that mindset and bring that abundance to you. It's simple.
Is that helpful, Sandy? Not Sandy.
Tiffany?
Yeah.
Great. Thank you so much for calling.
All right. Thank you. Have a good evening, y'all.
You're welcome. So we've got Sandy from Ontario. Are you with us, Sandy?
Oh, yes, I am.
Can you get yourself closer to the microphone on your phone? You sound very far away.
Is this any better?
That's great.
Okay. No, it's just the way I was holding the phone, because I have the earbud from the computer on one ear while I'm listening. I'm trying to move them away. So what, am I the only one who called from Ottawa? Is that how come you remember?
No, our engineer is very nice about telling us where people call from. So what can we do for you?
Well, if it's possible, I'd like to ask for a kind of a general what's coming up over the next little bit.
Corby, Allie, you getting anything?
Okay. Yeah, I'm actually getting a little feedback. Now, give me the name and the birthday again, please, so I could hear you a little better.
Okay, this is Sandy, and the birthday is October
Sandy.
20th.
October 20th, was that?
That's right.
Okay. All right. Actually, I'm getting it's an 8 year for you. 8 years are foundational, and they could be career and money years. Okay? This is not your look at your navel year. This is not your wild, crazy social year. This is the year that if you have any kind of career stuff that you want to do, baby, ride it. Okay?
Okay.
Eight years are wonderful, because... it's when we can really push foundations. It's a good year. Sometimes debts that are owed to us come back. Okay? Promotions, merit raises, even in this economy, somebody has to get it. It's like when everyone says, oh, this is like the Great Depression. Well, you know what? Even in the Great Depression, we had millionaires. So there. So what I'm seeing is this is a year where you're going to have the opportunity to involve yourself completely in work and material growth and bring home the bacon, baby. But you need to be a little bit detached from it, because it is the joy of the work and what you do that should be your goal. And the money is a yummy that comes with it. Otherwise, It's like looking in the faucet of prosperity, and your hand is gripping over the faucet opening, saying, so where is it? When you take your hands off, it flows, and just have a wonderful time with it. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes. Yes, it does. Thanks.
Good. That's my two cents. Allie?
Okay, so I want to ask you where the name Alex or Alexandria is connected to you.
Not that I can think offhand.
Okay, that name comes in actually very strongly connected to you, so it could be for you or someone that's close to you. Also, I want to ask you where the mirrored birthday comes in. So it's either somebody who's born on the 20th of the same month or someone that's born on the 20th of another month, but that is also connected to you. Could be a mother, father, sister, brother, children.
The only thing that comes to mind is not a birthday, it's an anniversary.
Okay, I got it as a mirrored birthday, but, you know, I could take the anniversary because I get the mirror image. But let me also say that in spirit for me, that's who's giving it to me for you. And I feel like I'm in here on mom's side of the family. I feel like I'm looking at grandmother to you, who's above you. Also, the name Alex, Alexandria, I keep hearing it as Alex, though, came in from her. So that's why I'm asking if you understood that name. I feel like it's somebody that either you knew or was connected to the family or could have been a family friend. I feel like the person's also transitioned over, but it's someone that she's giving, quote, a shout out to. Also, I need to acknowledge the month of April for you, birthday, anniversary, or passing. And I really also want to go towards the middle to end of April with that connection as well. Do you understand that?
Very much.
Okay. I just need to just quickly tell you, too, that come that time in April, there's also going to be a shift for you. And I really feel like there's an emotional shift. I feel like that part of the energy that I'm picking up for you physically, this has been a more difficult year physically, where there's some physical illness, but it's also connected to an emotional, a really emotional connection. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, that's going to shift next April. And around that time frame, there's a shift here for you, and things are going to start to be a little bit easier. I feel like you can breathe easier and relax easier, and I also feel like there's a connection here to my lower body, to my legs. I feel like there's some energy in there that needs to, almost like the circulation. So I would say, you know, if you can get up and exercise a little bit more or walk around a little bit more and, you know, kind of get out of that space that you've been in, that's all going to change next year. It's actually going to be a little bit of a better year for you in terms of those emotional connections and the physical ailments on that level.
Well, that's great. Thanks.
Yeah. And just as a confirmation on that, Sandy, I'm getting that your lower chakras are chronically closed, that you're really not in your body, which correlates with what Allie was saying about moving more and getting more energy into your lower extremities. Do you do spiritual work? Your vibration is fairly high.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. It feels like you need a good dusting and cleaning, like you picked up some entities. So you may want to get cleared by somebody.
Okay, excellent.
Okay.
Yep, thanks. I can't do that myself. Better if I have help.
Typically, if you've been doing the stuff that you always do and you still have stuff, get somebody else to look at it. Because it's really easy not to be able to see your own stuff.
Right. Okay, well, I'll get that done right away then. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
So any changes of house or anything like that, it's just all basically personal changes, yes?
For me, Allie? I see a lot of personal changes, yes. And the changes of house, I'll be honest with you, I think there's an opportunity for you to do that. However, I don't think it's really going to fit into your budget or your space. And if you do change house, you may change it maybe a year from now or the following January, February timeframe of 2013. But I really feel like there has to be like three or four things that are in alignment in order for you to do that. And also, let me just tell you, too, when you start hearing things more clairvoyantly, because I know you've got a pretty strong clairvoyant energy and clairaudience, you know, I'd like to see you start writing stuff down a little bit more and get that automatic writing going, because you've been a little lackadaisical on that end of things. Do you understand me?
Yes,
yeah,
I do.
Okay.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Well, I hope I can talk. Sandy, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you all very much, and happy holidays.
You
happy
too.
Happy holidays, too.
Thank you.
Okay, we've got a little bit of time before the break, so let's talk to Shannon in Kalamazoo, yeah. Michigan.
Hi.
Hi. I've always loved the name Kalamazoo. It's such a fun name.
Isn't it? So unusual. So,
yeah, really. So what can we do for you, Shannon?
Oh, I was calling in to see what you could maybe tell me about my love life.
Ladies, sounds more like your reading
it's
skill.
It's 80% of the questions that we get. All right, now, you got somebody, or is it the where the hell is he question, Shannon?
Where the hell is he?
Where the hell is he? All right. Shannon, you're how old?
37.
All right. I'm checking a month by month for you. And I'm skipping December. You don't want to have anybody that just pops in during the holidays. It's not going to work for you. They're probably already drunk on champagne. Anyway, now, what? Somebody said. Okay, the first thing I'm actually seeing for you, you'll probably date next year, but I'm seeing around this time, it's a platonic friend. You know, you've known him for years. You know, it's just been a buddy. And then all of a sudden, one day, there's that little switch and spark, and you look at each other and go, oh, hi. So that's a possibility next December. And if that doesn't work, looking ahead to 2013... I see an interesting, lovely affair in like September, but nothing with staying power. Going ahead to 14. Actually, the guy that you, I don't really see anything major after the guy next December, which could mean that you're happy enough with him that you stop looking, which is a nice thing. So remember, one of my cardinal rules for all of my clients, friends before lovers, not lovers before friends. You understand why?
Well, there's probably lots of reasons why. You know each other.
Yes. And you, frankly, when you're in the position and you wake up in the morning and you realize, wow, this guy was really hot, but I don't even know who he is, then there's always that blockage. Because you don't know if you can really trust him. Once you're friends with somebody and you know they can see you in the morning with the hair a mess and no makeup and you haven't brushed your teeth and he loves you anyway, brilliant. So that's why when I see this coming up, friend that morphs, these are usually the relationships that really have the staying power. So I'm telling you, go, baby, go. But next year, not this year.
Very interesting. Most of my male friends, I would say probably 99% of my male friends are gay.
That's okay. You have a year to make a friend out of somebody who bats for the opposite team.
All right.
Trust me.
Hey, listen, gay men have hot straight men friends. Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. Baby. I was an actress in New York. Trust me, the girl is absolutely right.
And I was an entertainer in a gay nightclub. Hello. Let me get a snap in there. Hey,
right,
Shannon,
David, do
I'm
you
glad
want
you got
weigh
through,
in
through Shannon.
What I was noticing was that you had there's some indications that you've had a hard time either lately or in childhood. And, you know, there may be some things that you need to clean up as preparation. Get your old stuff out of the way.
Okay. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we're coming right down to the break. Thanks so much for being with us. And we're going to have to cut to our break in a few minutes here on Empower Radio. Everybody stay with us, and we will be doing more readings right after the break here on the Farkas Files. The truth is in here somewhere.
Coming up next is a really funny guy. You all know him. Let's give it up for Alonzo Bowden. Alonzo!
So my uncle calls and he says he's dizzy and he's losing his balance. I'm like, Unc, you want me to take you to a doctor? He's like, no, I'm going to look up the symptoms. I said, your symptoms are you're dizzy and you're losing your balance. So he said, I can't get on the internet because my arm is numb. I said, well, use your good arm and dial 911.
Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love is showing symptoms of stroke, don't call family, don't dial a friend, don't wait because it might be too late. Dial 911. Time lost is brain lost. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association.
If your walls could talk,
and the Ad Council.
What would they say?
I have held the same mirror for 13 years.
I have been decorated with purple dinosaurs, baseball teams, and football helmets.
I have witnessed 33 Thanksgiving dinners and one wedding proposal.
I have tiny notches marking the growth of three children.
I have caused a learning disability.
I am the reason that a fifth grader simply can't sit still.
I am responsible for a five-year-old's rage.
Just because you can't see lead paint doesn't mean it's not on walls, doors, windows, and sills. Today, lead paint poisoning affects over 1 million children. If your home is built before 1978, your family could be at risk. Let's make all kids lead-free kids. Log on to leadfreekids.org or call 800-424-LEAD.
I am the reason a child has trouble hearing.
If your walls could talk, what would they say?
Brought to you by the Coalition to End Childhood Lead Poisoning, EPA, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Now back to the Farkas Files with David Franklin Farkas on Empower Radio.
We're back. We've got Mary Lynn in Westchester, Pennsylvania. How are you tonight? Still with us, Mary Lynn?
I sure am.
Terrific. I even have been to Westchester, Pennsylvania.
Oh, you have?
I have. Years and years and years ago.
It's not so far out in the middle of nowhere, is it?
Absolutely. That's all I remember about it. My third grade teacher in Brooklyn, New York, when she retired, moved out to Westchester, and we went to visit her.
Aw. So. How long ago was that?
Oh, I don't even want to say.
Oh, well, you know what? It has changed dramatically. It's not
I'm
so.
Sure.
I moved out here almost 25 years ago, 23 years ago, and let me tell you, I thought I was out in the hicks at one point, but actually, it's definitely matured.
I'm sure so. It has. So, how
anyway,
can we help you?
Well, I wanted to. Am I on air right now?
You are.
Oh, shoot. Anyway, I have invested in some gold and silver, and lately it's been really, really rocky. It's definitely had some issues, and I wanted to know
long-term.
Okay.
Hold on to it. Don't even think about ditching it. Hold on. And I'm,
okay.
That's my opinion. My disclaimer is I'm not a professional in stocks or bonds or money or gold or anything.
Okay.
But my professional opinion is hold on to it.
Okay. So do you see it bouncing back?
Yes.
Okay. So definitely.
Yes.
Okay.
But I think it's going to take a little while. I think you're going to see it bounce up in June, July of next year.
Okay.
Okay. I think you're going to get a little bit of a bounce in the first 3 months of next year. Another bounce, June, July timeframe. But the real big bounce for me comes probably around a year from now, and then it starts to go up again. And you also have to remember the election has a lot to do with the economy, and I think May and June for everybody, just the finances are going to kind of be a little bit up and down. But
okay.
I would just tell you, patience is a virtue, my darling. Just hold on to it.
So I've been hanging on to a couple of years. So my gut told me just don't even touch it right now. That was my gut.
Well, then you see, you got to listen to your gut.
Women's intuition, right? And so anyway, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling.
Okay, thanks again. Bye-bye.
That's an interesting question, not the kind of question that I would typically answer. So our next caller is Kimberly from Denver. How you doing tonight? Kimberly, are you with us?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
You're on the air with David Corby and Allie. What can we do for you?
Well, I have been going through a tremendous amount of changes in the last year, and so I'd like kind of a general just to see what everybody gets.
Okay. Hi, Kimberly. It's Corby. When's your birthday, my girl?
Christmas Day, 1965.
Okay. All right. Now, part of your challenge is this year it was a 5-year for you. A 5-year is what I call your tanks are rolling, take no prisoners, yahoo lady, go for the gusto, take your risk year. If you were trying to do things from a normal routine perspective, you would have been like the little matchbox car that keeps whacking into the floorboards and can't find the road. So understand, if things are being shaken up, it's because it was time. Now, things are going to calm down for you next year, but I have to tell you that you are going to be the soggy shoulder board that everybody comes to. All right? Your friends are going to need you. So make sure there is enough time for you to do what you need, because you're not going to get a lot of help next year. And even though you're going to be the designated wine bucket spelled with a WH, it doesn't mean you have to be filled to overflowing. The most important thing you can do by the end of this year is look at all the changes, acknowledge all of them, and hold on to the 2 or 3 that mean the most to you. Carry them through. Things that happen in a 5-year are not necessarily meant for everything to change and always be the same way. Sometimes this is just clearing out some energy. Okay? Does that help you a little bit with the... Do you know the Yiddish word mishigas?
No.
It means mess. Yiddish is wonderful. It sounds like it is. It's a mishigas. It's a mess. So that's what it is. Next year, much calmer, but you are going to have to be there for your buddies. You're going to be the great rock upon whom everything gets thrown. And you don't try and solve it. Give them a cup of tea and listen. That most people, what they need is a good listening to rather than trying to fix it. Okay, so I'm going to let you off the hook for that one. Yeah. Allie, David, your turn.
Yeah, you know, what I'm noticing is, again, grounding issues, which I mentioned earlier. You're tending to be out of your body, which makes you feel unsafe, and you don't know what to do, that kind of thing. So you need to do things that get you into your physical body. Get out and move, do whatever exercise you can. One of the things I love is visualizing your feet getting warmer. You can literally make your feet warm. But by focusing on your feet, you'll pull your energy back into your body. And probably under stress, you get that spacey feeling more. It's probably a habit from childhood. So you want to do as much work as you can on grounding. And if you're doing any kind of spiritual practice, every one of them has grounding exercises. So whatever you're attracted to, do more of the grounding exercises from that tradition. The other thing I'm noticing is that you tend to repeat the same thought over and over again, you know, kind of run a loop. And you got lots of thinking going on and lots of, you know, what other people think you should be thinking going on. And you need to do something to quiet yourself down, whether that's listening to peaceful music. Do you meditate or do anything like that?
Oh, I meditate all the time.
Okay. So, you know, meditate. One of the things I use to deepen meditation is Centerpoint has the HoloSync meditation system, which draws you down into a deeper meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I've been using those for years. I find them very effective. But, you know, you need to do grounding. You need to do things to quiet yourself, so that as all these other things are going on and knocking your you around. You're grounded, and you can handle it. But that was the main thing I was noticing. You got anything for her, Allie?
Actually, I do. Okay, so I want to acknowledge a connection to Mother Mary to you. Would you understand that?
Yes.
I also need to acknowledge, and this feels like, okay, this is somebody who I would consider an equal to you as far as age goes. So it could be a friend, a cousin, you know, somebody your age. The funny thing is while Corby and David were talking, now this may sound funny, but I have someone here in spirit that's connecting to you from childhood. So to me, it's someone that you grew up with that's transitioned over, and they keep singing Barry Manilow tunes in my head. Would you understand that?
Yes.
And more specifically, I want to tell you that you're Lola. You were a showgirl, and I kind of feel like you kind of, I don't know, did something with this friend. Connected to just kind of being goofy when you were probably around the age of 14. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, I need to acknowledge the... Do you know who I'm talking about in spirit as well?
This would be somebody who passed recently that I was very close to in high school, and we were in drama together.
Okay, I need to acknowledge because, you know, the whole time I'm watching this whole production, which is why I said, you know, I feel like this was sort of the production. I need to acknowledge that. And I also need to acknowledge the month of March, birthday anniversary or passing. Do you also understand that?
Yes.
So this is also to let you know that they're watching over to you. Now, I just want to give you this energy and this message from Mother Mary. Okay. I want you to remember, and this kind of goes into what David was saying also about grounding, that your prayers are being heard because I feel that you've got that, you know, I'd call you like me, spiritually religious. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that Mother Mary's been working with you and will continue to work with you through the end of 2012 because you've got some shifts and major changes coming. And the vibration of the messages you've been getting in your dreams for the past 3 months specifically is what's going to help you move to the next level or, as I say, enlighten up for the next year. And it's really going to be key into your own intuitive work and actually you working for the greater good to help heal other people. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Terrific.
Okay.
Kimberly, thanks so much for calling. I hope we were helpful.
Yes, you were. Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
God bless. Have a Merry Christmas, love.
You too.
Bye. We've got one more person on the in the queue, but I want to give the number out because we're going to have a little bit more time and perhaps we have some more callers. The number is 248-809-3474. 248-809-3474. Give us a call. So right now, let's talk to April in Littleton, Colorado. Hey, April, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're having fun. So, how can we help you?
Well, gosh, there's so many different things I could ask. But, you know, the one main question that comes to my mind is I have some court proceedings that are going to be taking place beginning in January. And I wanted to kind of get your guys' feel on how you perhaps see that playing out.
Well, first of all, I did a quick scan on you, and you're one of the cleanest, most grounded people I've seen in a while, which makes your whole court process much, much simpler, and your vibration is very high. Do you do spiritual work?
I do.
Okay. But I was pretty sure that was the case. Is this court case related to your work or something
completely
different?
It's related to my daughter.
Okay.
My five-month-old. She'll be 5 months on Tuesday.
Ah. Ladies, do you have any reading on this? I could ask more questions, but you may be getting a hit on this immediately. Corby, Allie, did we lose you?
I'm here. Is Corby here?
I'm not hearing it.
I guess we lost Corby. Hi, April.
Hi there, Allie. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing? How you doing?
You know, I'm hanging in there. You know, each day is a challenge, a new challenge being faced is what it feels like, and I'm using all the strength that I have within me to keep it together is what it feels like.
You know, and I can really, I mean, I can sense that and feel that for you. I'd love to know, I don't do the numerology. I know Corby does, but when's your birthday? I know it's April 11th?
Correct. April 11th, 1974. I am a 9 and I'm in a 1 year.
Well, girl does it all herself. Okay.
So she does. All right.
I'm gonna give it over to Miss Corby Mitlide.
Yeah. Now, you know, again, I used to work for lawyers, so I kind of know how they think. Every actress in New York has worked part time at a law firm, I'll tell you. So now, the thing that I have to tell you is I see you being able to dance on any limitation that they give you. I truly do.
Okay.
And I think that if you, the whole mom energy thing, you know, warrior with a bottle and a diaper bag. That's going to be the main key for you. If this is about your kid, no one is going to fault you for being a mama lion. And I think that frankly, that is going to be what impresses the court and the judge.
Okay.
What they want to see is they want to see that the parent loves the child, will take care of the child, and will fight for the child. And that's where you have to be. When you say it's about a 5 months old, is this about custody or visitation or money or something like that?
All of the above, sweetheart. I was never, I wasn't married to the father, and he changed his mind mid-pregnancy that he didn't want to be a part of this. He didn't want to be in. And I'm like, are you kidding? This is what we both wanted. And he up and changed his mind, so now I'm a single mom again of an 8-year-old and a 5-month-old, doing it by myself, and there's been no payments, no nothing, and it's been just really stressful, especially with this time of the year and everything else, and I know that I will get, you know, financially what is owed to me. It's just a matter of time. I get that. I understand that totally, and I also know that the deception, intuitively, what I know is that the deception that this person has been casting out on me and everyone else involved in this proceeding will come to light, and I see my daughter as a big light shining on this person and their false ways, and, you know, having that come to a head.
And there's something else I'm going to tell you about that. I'm going to tell you something about that child, okay? And this has to do with pre-birth planning. This is the kind of thing that I worked with Robert Schwartz in Your Soul's Plan about.
Okay.
It could be that Mr. Yutz, the only reason he was supposed to be in your life is to provide the DNA for this gorgeous girl you've got.
You know what, Corby? I totally
asked
agree.
For your parents. Yep. Yep.
Yep. So, I totally get that, and I totally agree with that line of thought. Absolutely. And when I was pregnant, that's what Spirit kept telling me was that she just needed his sperm, like he was just a donor. It's unfortunate to say it that way, but what's that?
There are some good parts of him that she's going to have because of that DNA. Now, the thing that I also want to see, if he has any kind of a lawyer, they're going to put a lot of responsibilities, depositions, prove it in your way. Do not lose patience. Just like you want to play that game, fine, play the game. You got to look at this long term.
What do you mean? Like what part?
Pardon?
Like his, whether or not he's the father, you mean?
No, but prove you need it, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think that he would be dumb enough to do a parent test. But
yeah, I don't think so either, but I'll laugh my butt off and say, okay, go right ahead. You're just going to be wasting your money, you know?
Lawyers want to cause as much paper trail as possible because they figure if they annoy you enough, you'll go away. You got to be a bulldog, honey. You grip onto that dude's ankle and you're done.
I have come this far. I have not come this far in my life by cowering down to men who try to strike fear in me.
So, April, I want to suggest a tool for you. Are you familiar with Ho'oponopono?
I am familiar with it.
Okay.
But I don't know if I can, at this moment, David, I don't know if I can get to that point of complete forgiveness of this person just yet. I'm not there yet.
It's not about forgiving him.
Okay.
It's about having a conversation basically with your inner child and your inner divinity.
Okay.
Forgiving yourself for the faulty data that you're carrying around, which is causing what's happening in your life. There's no judgment in it. It's just there's stuff going on inside of you that you carry around that you got from wherever, and it's being manifested in this particular way. So on one level, your inner child is, you know, going around going, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. But also there's a part of you that's going, why did this happen to me? How did I do this? And Ho'oponopono is totally about you taking responsibility for the manifestations, but also realizing that you didn't cause it. The data is part of the divine field. And what you can do is clean that aspect that you're carrying around for everybody. You're cleaning the field, but you have to start inside you. And then as you clean inside you, it'll manifest differently externally. If you go to my website, househealing.com, go to the resources tab, and there's a page about Ho'oponopono. Also go to the events page, and there's a link to the interview, or you can find it here on Empower Radio, the link that the interview I did with Dr. Hugh Len, which is, you know, an excellent introduction to that background of Ho'oponopono.
Okay. Yeah.
Good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So really, it's just a matter of sticking to my guns and just kind of staying strong. Would you agree?
Staying strong and just doing your internal work so this is not taking over your energy.
Okay.
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 Thanks so much
for
calling.
Good
thank
luck.
You very much. I appreciate your help, you guys. I thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're
glad to be here.
And
bye-bye. Yes.
And let's very quickly catch Catherine in Connecticut and see what your question is. Catherine, are you there?
Yeah, I thought I was on speaker, but apparently I'm not. So my
question
is, good. I can hear you. How are you?
Good.
Good. You know who this is?
Is Catherine from Connecticut. Oh.
Yeah.
It got spelled with a K, and I didn't even think of it.
Hey, okay. Take
hey,
you
Kathy.
Hey, David, how are you?
I'm good. What's cooking, sweetie?
Good way to wrap up your night. I'm just curious about this recent change that I made, you know, closing one business that I, you know, had birthed 7 years ago and thought that I would, you know, be with for much longer and sort of had this sudden guidance to step away and move out on my own, which seems very strange to me because I never imagined myself, you know, being a solo practitioner because I, you know, kind of love being around people so much. So I'm just kind of curious whether anyone can give me any insights into what this new shift in direction and energy has in store for me.
Well, I'll start, but I have a lot of background information because Kathy is a good friend. When you talked about your old practice, you always talked about the bureaucracy and other things that were really dragging you down and how much you hated it.
Mm-hmm.
And as you're talking about doing this coaching model and being more independent and getting paid directly and solving the problems you were up against before, you just light up. So, you know, it'll be whatever struggle it'll be, but, you know, you're solving the problem for yourself, honey.
Yeah, but in the meantime, I still continue to see the psychotherapy clients. I'm still, until I make that transition.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Sure, you have to go through the transition process. I'm curious what Corby and Allie get, because reading this stuff is more their thing.
All righty.
All right. What I got is it's like, I'm going to say, it's like yogurt. You put everything in the pot and you had to let it ferment. I'm sorry, I'm a cook. I make food references. But the thing is, you had to literally inoculate your new business with the old business, the way you have to take milk and put a yogurt starter in it. You got to make the dumb mistakes on their watch. You know, not dumb mistakes like you harmed your clients, but you watched their business model and you went, okay, I ain't doing that. I could change that a little better. It was training wheels. And now you're ready to take off the training wheels. You were there and comfortable there as long as Spirit said, you still got some stuff to learn. But once you are ready to be on your own, baby, nothing will stop you. You're like the snake that's got to shed its skin and it's like ritzing around and it's uncomfortable and it's cranky until, boom, the old skin is gone and there's this beautiful shiny python going, look at me, baby, I'm going to go climb this tree over here, which I can do now. It's where you are. You were prepping there. That was, if you will, take a Broadway idea. That was doing the show on the road. Now you're going on the main stage. Rock it. Awesome. Love it. Thank them very much. But you're over here now.
Thank you.
Allie, you have anything for Kathy?
Yeah, I just want to know, what's your sign, darling?
Libra.
Okay. So for me, there's a duality to the shift for you. One, it's to give you that independent nature and also to give you the stability that, to be quite honest, I feel like you've searched for a greater part of your life, having that sense of independence, as opposed to being codependent or enabling other people to be codependent. Do you follow what I mean?
Sort of.
Okay. For me, I just have to say that I think this is a good move. I disagree with David in the term of struggling. I don't think that you're going to struggle. I think you'll manifest whatever it is that you need, and you will be able to, you know, make your bills and build up some more clientele. For me, I think this is a very powerful vibration for you. I think the next 24 months for you are going to be very foretelling. Are you, can I ask, are you the age of 52?
56.
Okay. When Spirit gives me a number like that, there's an energy connected to it. So whatever transition actually started for me with you at the age of 52, because that comes in very strongly, and I was sitting here just diddling my numbers. But I personally think this is a good change for you. It's a good shift. I think you're going to start networking with other people. I have to say that it's about time. You probably should have done this when you were probably 52.
I left a 30-year marriage when I was 52.
Okay, and that's the change and shift. I just said, you know, I felt like this is where a lot of it started. So I'm gonna keep with my with my feeling and tell you that the next 2 years, I really do feel are going to be very powerful years for you, and I really think that you're going to do extremely well. You just get discouraged. That's my biggest thing for you, is don't get discouraged.
Yeah, thank you, because that's some days that is where I find myself, and I, you know, in my better moments, I know that it's all going to be fine, and it was the right move, but there are moments when I doubt that, so thank you.
Okay.
Well, we're almost out of time. So good to talk to you, Kathy. So I want to thank both of my guests, Corby and Allie. This has been great fun with our trialogue here. Let's do it again soon. And next week, my guest is Chick Weatherby, who is an incredible naturopath, but also a shaman and tracker. and just an amazing guy that I met recently in New Hampshire. I'm looking forward to spending some time with him. So merry everything and happy always, in case you can't be with us next Thursday. And I hope I see you on the Farkas Files. The truth is in here somewhere on Empower Radio.